Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
We are diving into another day of testimony with Lori Vallow Daybell playing her own attorney. And as we've seen in week one, it's working out really well. Today, we're going to take a look at some testimony from Mark Sari. He's the Social Security Special Agent. So if you're doing Social Security fraud in some way, shape, or form, this is the type of guy who's going to find you. Hopefully, and call you out and then bring charges should there need to be any, or make you stop committing fraud. As we all know, that was part of this thing. There's a Social Security component. There's the insurance component to all of this. And I understand it gets a little dicey in here. Is that accurate, Stacey?
It does. She is so clueless on the questions that she's asking that Mark is... She would ask a question, and then Mark would say, I'm sorry, what was the question? He sounds like a very intelligent individual.
Yeah.
And he's just not understanding what she's even talking about. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And it sounds like, I don't know if we're going to get to this point in the video, but she was receiving survivor benefits for JJ and herself after Charles's death in the amount of $4,000 a month. I mean, seniors don't even seem to be getting that regularly for their Social Security benefits, you know?
Yeah. Like,
and she's getting this. Just, it's cringy.
Well, and what's spooky about it is she got caught because she did some horrible things. How many people are getting away with this stuff where you just don't go do a bunch of horrible things that bring attention to you, you know?
Right.
That's the scary part. All right, well, let's watch some of the testimony here, and we will discuss as we go on. Let me pull it up right here. Okay, here's Mark Sari, the Social Security Special Agent on the case, and Lori with Cross. The camera pans back.
Mr. Sari, the Social Security, as a surviving spouse, can you get benefits if you didn't have any children?
I believe so, correct, yes.
Okay, so if you've been married for longer than 10 years, you get spousal surviving benefits, is that correct?
There are some rules for that. I believe that's that is correct, I believe, yes.
And so if I had been married to my husband for 10 years and his previous wife had been married to my husband for over 10 years, she would also get that surviving spouse benefit.
What's your question again? Who's the she part? Didn't follow that part.
Okay, just a previous person who has been married to my husband previous to me for more than 10 years. I mean, that's what Social Security does, right?
I'm not sure.
It's like a helpline that you're like, let me get my manager.
Sorry. All right. So if there were two spouses to a deceased husband, consecutively, and they were both each married for over 10 years to that same husband, they would both receive a spousal benefit or could apply for and receive that spousal benefit. Is that correct?
That's more of an administrative issue. I have to, like, obviously I'm not aware of all of those policies for that kind of issue. So I can't really answer yes or no to that question.
Okay.
I don't think it's that complicated. I mean, she's basically asking if you have an ex-wife or an ex-husband and you were with them for 10 years, and then prior to that, or even after that, they were with another person for another 10 years, would both of those people get the bent? Wait a second.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's what she's asking.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
It sounds almost like a double benefit of sorts, that two former spouses of a deceased person mm-hmm. would
yeah.
be receiving the same benefit.
Would it be the same, or would it be cut in half? Would it just be like, okay, you get half now and you get half now because you both are able to claim this is only so much of the pot that can go out? I would guess that probably be how it would work based on number of years married, probably per year is probably beyond 10 is what I would guess would increase.
It depends on the state. And also if she gets remarried, she loses that benefit, to my understanding.
Okay.
Almost like alimony in a
yeah,
way.
Yeah. Where if you get remarried, it goes away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes a little more sense.
So when she married Chad Daybell in 2019,
she's
no longer eligible. It's my understanding.
That's okay. Yep. Let's continue.
Explained to me when I was at the Social Security office that I could receive that.
I'm going to sustain the objection.
Okay. But it is possible. You're just not aware of it. Is that correct?
I would have to ask an expert in our agency for administrative rules on that.
Okay. And what is your expertise at Social Security?
I'm a special agent.
And so you just investigate, is that correct?
Investigate crimes of fraud, waste, and abuse with Social Security, correct?
You investigate fraud, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. But you're not really privy to what an agent might be telling a person as they come in to get Social Security, is that correct?
What they tell an agent, an employee, or what is your question again?
Yes. So you're not really privy to what the employees are telling the regular people that come in to the Social Security office.
I'm not there for those appointments, correct?
So you don't really understand what all benefits can be given?
We with OIG investigate crimes of fraud, waste, and abuse. So we are the experts for that. And we also have experts internally in Social Security we look to for guidance on internal rules that are more complex, if that kind of helps you out.
Okay. So you had said something about mother in care benefits. Is that correct?
Yes.
So, and it's the same dollar amount as the child in care benefits. Is that correct?
There's two benefits, mother, child in care, and also for JJ. They're mirroring the same amount, correct?
But wouldn't the mother in care benefits be for the child?
It would be if that individual had the child in their care, correct?
Right. So, but a spousal benefit, if you've been married for over 10 years and you didn't have any children, you would still be entitled to that. Isn't that correct?
My understanding is that you have to be a certain age to get that benefit, to be a certain age to apply for that. In this situation here, due to the decedent Charles dying, was a benefit for the child only that was receiving, as well as child in care. So only two benefits were received for the child, also child in care as well.
So my question is, how is that determined by the employee? Like if it's spousal benefit or if it's a mother in care benefit?
It'd be up to the applicant to apply for the benefits.
So if you applied for the spousal benefit and they gave you the mother and care benefit instead, how would you know the difference? You just know that that was the monthly amount you were getting?
You would receive a letter in the mail. You also would be at the appointment very clearly told what you're applying for. It should not be any confusion at all what you're applying for at that appointment.
Okay. So if you were exactly. told that you were getting the spousal benefit.
Yeah. Sustained.
If an employee told a recipient that they were getting a spousal benefit.
I'll allow him to answer that hypothetical if he knows.
If an employee were to tell someone they were getting a spousal benefit and they received a letter in the mail saying it was a mothering care benefit, should they call the Social Security office and clear that up?
It would be up to the applicant if they received a letter in the mail to correct, contact Social Security and say, hey, this is the wrong benefit I'm receiving. So it would be up to the applicant to let us know, let Social Security know that benefit is not correct.
So if the employee put it in as something other than they told the recipient, then it would just be up to the recipient to correct that. Is that correct?
Social Security goes off of information that's provided to the agency by the applicant. That makes sense. So it's up to the applicant to be truthful and provide the right information to the agency.
So do you have a copy of my application for either of these benefits?
Oh, God.
You'd have to ask the prosecutor for that information.
Okay. Have you ever seen one, to your knowledge, that you remember?
Yes.
You've seen my applications?
Yes, I have.
And were they for mother in care?
It was for survivors, for JJ, as well as for mother, child, and care as well.
So the application that I filled out was not for spousal benefit. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
I'm sorry.
He can answer if he knows, if he recalls the answer.
Repeat the question, please.
I'm saying, so of the records that you saw, I did not have a spousal survivor benefit application.
The records I saw were an application for survivor's benefits for JJ, as well as for child and care as well, for two different benefits that you were receiving.
He sounds frustrated with her.
So is there an application for spousal benefit?
I'm only aware of the two benefits you're receiving, which was for JJ and for mother, child, and care.
So it could have been a mix-up of the employee. Is that what you're saying?
It would have been relying on information you had provided at that application appointment, August 12, 2019.
And this is a filled-out form application? Is that what you're saying? It's not just something you verbally give to the employee?
I believe you could do it online ahead of time, but also you were present, I believe, on August 12th at the office to go through line by line, I believe, with that application.
So
she's trying to basically say they
screwed
it up.
Getting, if a person...
Correct.
How this applies to anything.
Right. It's a colossal waste of time.
So in your investigation of this fraud, you have seen all of my applications, is that correct?
I've reviewed any and all documents that we have in relation to JJ as well as to you receiving benefits on his behalf, correct?
And you do not recall seeing any spousal surviving benefit application, is that correct?
All that I recall seeing was, once again, the two applications, one for mother, child, and care, and one for JJ as well.
And isn't that a redundant benefit?
Which benefit?
The mother and child care and the child in care. Isn't that that's basically the same thing?
JJ had a benefit for himself solely.
Mm-hmm.
Then a second one to be mother, child, and care.
To take care of the child.
Correct. The child has to be under your care, custody, and control during that time period, correct?
So when you're receiving these Social Security benefits, they want them to be for the things that you stated previously, right?
I gave a few examples, but it is for the benefit of the child, correct?
Right. And it's supposed to be sent on food and clothes, and it could be spent on an electric bill, and it can be spent on rent. They want you to utilize that money on a monthly basis. Is that correct?
Correct. Or you could also conserve it for the child as well, but that is correct.
And that they can do an audit any time of your account to make sure that you're spending it on those correct things. Is that correct?
I believe so, yes.
And they want it to be spent every month, and you can't really save it for college. Is that correct?
No. No.
So if an employee told that to a recipient, that would be incorrect?
The benefit is for the child. The money can be saved or spent on the child.
So if you were, if a recipient was told that all the money has to be spent every month on the care for the child and could not be saved for college because it is Social Security.
The objection sustained for it's straying into you testifying, ma'am.
Straying into it.
So okay. It is not your understanding that that benefit has to be spent every month. Is that correct?
No. It took 2 seconds to look at a website, Lori. You'd understand that too.
Right?
So you are not aware of that?
Oh, God.
Sustained.
Can I object?
Can I have a moment to confer?
Go ahead.
It's basically,
I need a moment too.
She's,
can I have a moment?
She's arguing that she was like not told something correctly when she was in the office, and somehow that negates everything, is basically.
Well, right. And, you know, it falls back on the person who's receiving the money. If this is not an appropriate receivership of the money, you need to notify them of that. Because, yes, people do make mistakes.
Yeah. I mean, I can't. It's basically anytime I leave my home, you know, you'll be told something at a store or something. And
right.
You find out, oh, that's not accurate at all. That's how the world works, Lori. You got to double check things and confirm things. You can't just take someone's word at it. And it's Lori. So God knows how she misconstrued something as well, considering she thought her children were zombies.
True. Sorry, you weren't present at the interview with me and the employee at the Social Security office on August 12th, were you?
I was not.
So you do not really know what was said. Is that correct?
Correct.
So you just saw the applications in the later time?
Yes.
What time about when you started investigating this fraud?
In about January 2020.
And who is your superior?
Is your question who my boss is, or?
Yeah.
I have a special agent in charge who's my immediate boss.
Yeah. Let me speak to the manager.
That's exactly what she wants. Can we bring the manager in? Can you transfer me? He's not available.
Who
right
assigned
now.
My case to you? That's my question.
What? That was not your question.
It's not really relevant, but you can answer.
Sir. Right.
Are you asking for the name or who are you? What are you looking for as far as your question?
The name would be fine.
At the time, it was special agent in charge, Joe Rogers. He's now retired.
And he was your direct?
He was my ASAC at the time.
ASAC,
and
I like that.
You in January of 2020?
Describe ASAC. Is
yes,
that like
correct.
A scrotum?
Tony.
Thank you. No more questions.
All right, redirect.
No more questions. You didn't have any questions. For God's sake.
There you go.
This hurt my spine. I feel like I have a backache now. Just, what was that?
Lori.
I even texted you as it was going on. I'm like, this is so painful.
It was Lori getting up and being Lori. Lori getting the spotlight on her for, you know, one of the last times in her life.
Gosh. This hurt. I don't understand where she was going. She's trying to pin it on some employee that her fraudulent activity in these survivors' benefits.
That she didn't know it was fraudulent. That, yeah.
Was because some employee told her something that wasn't correct.
Mm-hmm. That's what she's trying to get at.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I mean, if you want to argue that. But that's not how you argue that.
Like
that. And again, it's like nobody's going to go back. Well, did you read what you signed? Did you because it doesn't matter what's verbally said in any you're signing a document to the government. So it's up to you to understand the contents of it and not rely on somebody verbalizing it to your understanding, because we don't know what you understand. Nobody knows what the other person understands out of what anyone is telling them. You just hope they have a good enough compass to get it. But there's plenty of times you explain something and somebody takes something or construes something a completely different way because of how they process it. So how the hell Lori processed it, I don't know. But it certainly, it speaks to me more that she was aware of the scam she was running in conjunction with, I think, believing the crazy stuff. Like, I think this was part of the, this is how you survive. This is what you do. And if I have to lie to Social Security or whatever, then that's God's will or whatever.
I'll tell you, $48,000 in benefits. Oh my, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's some good money. Those zombies were worth something, man.
Yeah.
That zombie coin.
How many were zombies payment? It's a zombie payment essentially too, when it's going to the wrong person and it just goes out and you never get it back. And yeah. And oh, there you go.
Can you imagine her at the DMV?
If she was at the DMV?
Yeah. The questions she would ask, I can't even imagine. And I don't blame this person at the Social Security office. Who knows what she asked them?
Yeah.
You know, and they probably gave the best answer they could for the crazy they were presented with.
If that's the type of questioning they were getting. Yeah. I mean, like, what? What do you, well, I think this is what you mean.
Yeah.
And especially if she knew that, you know, she was kind of in a weird moment of, don't fuck this up, Lori, because you're committing fraud. So you better get your point across pretty good or understand like you know what you're talking about. And I'm going to guess it's like once she, you know, whatever it was that they rubber stamped it, they're like, okay, get the hell out of here. Don't ask any more questions.
Yeah, I got to be due for my lunch break soon because this lady just wore me out.
Yeah, well, there you go. Another moment in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell, week two.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.